Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. So today essentially we are going for a change of topic, and today I wish to talk about spirituality in general, because essentially you will realize that all the topics that we have covered until now, finally they take us to some place, and that place is this. So essentially the realization of all those topics, the realization of all those little and intricate things finally brings us to the realization of the main thing, as we are going to elaborate and elucidate over here in this audio snippet. So essentially I wanted to talk about spirituality because it forms the basic ethos, it forms the basic crux of all the work that we are doing here at the Last Pilgrimage weblog. Not only this, but it also forms the crux of all the work that has been done by our Illumined Master Mr. Milinji Moghe throughout the years. Essentially, the theme itself and the subject itself is so vast that it is hardly possible for anyone to truly cognize its entire scope. But we here at Team Silentium will try our best to provide you with a specific insight into true spirituality as such. Essentially, true spirituality constitutes every single subject that falls under the category of human existence. And not only that, but true spirituality also constitutes every single subject which lies beyond human existence. So essentially we are here to elaborate on that, and this part one will necessarily focus on the spirituality as it exists in human existence. The purpose of human existence has always been the source of many questions through the ages, and while many have successfully answered it to an extent, very few have actually cognized and very few have been actually able to implement that purpose in their own lives. And we here at Team Silentium firmly believe that spirituality is not something to be talked about, spirituality is not something to be believed in, spirituality is a way of life, it is something to be acted upon, it is something to be lived. So essentially the true purpose of life, as we shall be elucidating through this audio snippet, is essentially the way that you have to live in this life. Essentially your true purpose will reflect your own destiny, and it will reflect the choices that you have made through your lives. The true purpose of human existence always lies in rising above the mundane human existence. This may sound a bit obtuse to you, but essentially this is what it is truly about. You see, if you look at the human being very intricately and in detail, you will realize the human being is always torn between two sorts of existences. The human being is always divided in his mind, and the human being is always in a sort of conflict pertaining to being human and to being something other than human. I will elucidate on this thought much more, and I would like to say that being human, what does it truly mean? What being human truly means is that your ego relates itself with the instinctive indulgence. Like your ego relates itself with the human existence, and the human existence is all about self-centered instinctive indulgence. It is only when you try to rise above this human existence, that is when you truly try to aspire to something that is greater than the human existence. And that is where you truly become divine, or that is where you truly take your first steps towards acquiring divinity. So essentially spirituality is all about that. And while this may sound a bit obtuse to you, but I would essentially say that it is one of the most important things in the life of any person. The reason I'll tell you right now. Essentially, you must have known the process of evolution as it has progressed through the years. Essentially, evolution states that the human being has ultimately evolved from a single-celled organism. So, while we can safely say that the human being is infinitely endowed by many more qualities than any other organisms or any other living being on this earth, we cannot justify those qualities simply by being human. Essentially, the human being in the end has to rise above his human limitations. In the end, the human being has to rise above being simply human and be something else, something greater than human. He cannot keep on relentlessly indulging himself and gratifying his own ego relentlessly, because in the end, it will get him nowhere. And essentially, the qualities that he has been ordained with, the gifts that he has been given by God, he has to employ them to a more loftier purpose than just instinctive self-indulgence. So in the end, you have to realize that the human being has to ultimately put all the divine grace that he has been given with to good purpose. Ultimately, you have to put your superior intellect, your extrasensory perception of intuition to good purpose. Because in the end, if you don't employ them properly, then you are going to be nowhere. You are going to lose all that. This is what evolution teaches us. if you don't use anything after some time, it becomes redundant, and in the end it slowly wilts away. So this is what spirituality is all about. True spirituality is about maximizing your output through the resources that have been made available to you as a human being. As a human being, you always have to make the most of the resources that have been ordained to you by God. And the only way that you can do this is by selfless benevolence. And that is where true spirituality takes you in the end. It takes you towards selfless benevolence. It takes you away from simply being human to being divine. It takes you away from being embroiled in the relentless streaks of instinctive self-indulgence. And it takes you towards a point where you start to resemble the final expression of undefined divinity that we call God through the sheer power of selfless benevolence. That is what spirituality is all about.